Israel strikes at high-value targets. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, saying it killed a senior Islamic jihadist in a strike on a Hamas command center in the courtyard of a hospital in central Gaza. That strike reportedly injured journalists who were working nearby. Prime Minister Netanyahu says more than 100 gunmen have been killed by Israeli forces in the El-Shifa hospital in northern Gaza. Even as the fighting in Gaza continues, Egypt hosting a new round of Israel-Hamas peace talks Sunday in Cairo. Crews very gingerly starting to dismantle the remnants of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Demolition crews are cutting through mangled pieces of metal as we speak. They've been able to remove the top part of the north section of the Key Bridge. That's about 200 tons lifted off site. They've got a 650-ton crane and a 330-ton crane. Their goal is to clear the navigational channel so small vessels can begin to move through. Governor Moore says it is important to get the Port of Baltimore back up and running again for the good of the region and the country. The Biden administration did approve $60 million for emergency relief, but that is a down payment. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he hopes Congress can step in and release more funds.
It's Fox's Madeline Rivera in Baltimore. Pope Francis delivering the and saying Mass and offering his Easter message Sunday.
87-year-old Pope Francis has been battling episodes of bronchitis and the flu over the past few months, but he appeared happy, healthy, and in good spirits. He delivered his Easter message from St. Peter's Basilica after morning Mass. Thousands gathered to hear from him. He prayed for everyone and addressed the victims and conflicts worldwide. Pope Francis also addressed the ongoing violence in Haiti, praying for the Lord to help people there as they fight to survive hunger and violence.
That's Fox's Christina Coleman. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden declaring Sunday, Easter Sunday, as Trans Visibility Day. And that's angering some Christians who say the president isn't taking the Easter holiday seriously. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports from the White House.
Trans Day of Visibility was created by an activist back in 2009, and Joe Biden was the first to recognize that day officially when he became president this year. It coincides with Easter. The president tweeting out, quote, "On Transgender Day of Visibility, we celebrate the joy, strength, and absolute courage of some of the bravest people I know. Today, we show millions of transgender and non-binary Americans that we see them, they belong, and they should be treated with dignity and respect."
President Biden also releasing a statement wishing Christians nationwide a happy Easter. Britain's King Charles III making his first significant outing since his cancer diagnosis, as Fox's Paul Stevens reports.
The king shaking hands and chatting with onlookers after attending an Easter service at Windsor Castle on Sunday.
Hello. How are you? Hello.
The 75-year-old king in his most notable public outing since being diagnosed with an unspecified cancer. He made his way along a rope line outside St. George's Chapel for about 5 minutes, dressed in a dark overcoat and a shiny blue tie. Charles stepped back from public duties in early February following his diagnosis. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Police are investigating a shooting in downtown Indianapolis last night. 7 juveniles between the ages of 12 and 17 injured, and all now in stable condition. Police say they believe there was more than one shooter, but they haven't arrested anyone yet. Reports of a mass shooting in a Nashville coffee shop. One person believed to be killed. Five others being treated at area hospitals. Police say the shooter is still on the loose. I'm Jack Callahan, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.